MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. Containment continues to increase as crews make progress on securing the fire line on the campfire in the Fort Stanton Snowy River Cave National Conservation Area. The fire has not spread for several days. However, after more accurate GIS mapping and the total burned acres is now 877 with more than 70% containment. Crews continue to identify and put out areas of the fire that are smoldering. Fort Stanton Historical Site personnel have begun assessment of the damaged areas. Two wooden buildings in the internment camp area of the site were completely burned. A third building, a gymnasium built in the 40s, was also affected. The roof of the gymnasium, which had collapsed previously in the 1990s, was consumed by the fire. However, the walls, which are made of adobe and concrete, are still standing. The fire did not affect the main grounds of the site. And after just 5 weeks on the job, the treasurer of New Mexico's Democratic Party abruptly quit, claiming the head of the party had sabotaged her efforts every step of the way. Julie Rochman, the now former treasurer of the Democratic Party of New Mexico, said that from the beginning, the chair and the vice chair of the party made it clear she was unwelcome.
It was made clear to me from the moment we were elected that I was not a welcome part of leadership team.
And according to Rochman, she was ignored, excluded from meetings, and ultimately pushed out by the leadership clique that campaigned on unity, but delivered on exclusion.
The only thing they have sent me is a non-disclosure and non-disparagement agreement to sign. It's the only time when they have engaged with me.
And she added,
that to me is a gag order. That's anti-democratic. It's against our right to free speech. It is telling me I can't speak truth to power.
Despite it all, Rochman says she'll remain involved in Democrat politics.
I'll be doing my work in another way.
And the Ruidoso Public Library Color Your World Summer Reading Program kicks off on Monday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Program guides and reading logs will be available for pickup. Kids can try the Eric Carle scavenger hunt and design a feather to add to the library wing's display. There will be snacks, raffles, and plenty of fun for the whole family. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.